the Torah prohibits Baal Tashchis. So the question was asked, when is it called Baal Tashchis? So the general rule is, if you're going to make a substantial amount more by cutting down the tree, then it's not Baal Tashchis. And the Gemara gives us specific numbers, which are quoted in Halacha. I don't remember them offhand, but it's quoted in the Mishnah, in the very end of Shviyas. The commentaries give you the number. But it's a Gemara, and it's Bron Shochnar. You have to have a substantial gain on the value of the tree. Meaning, if you have a tree that's producing olives, and the olives give you such and such, I think the ratio is four times it. So I think that's the ratio, but don't hold me to that one. I got to look it up. So let's say in 1 year your harvest is going to yield, let's say, 200 shekel worth of olives. So if you cut down the tree, you could use the wood for the olive wood factory, and you'll get, let's say, 400 shekel worth of it for that tree. So there's an exact ratio that the Gemara gives us. I don't remember. For some reason, I seem to remember the ratio is 4 to 1. It has to be 4 times the value of one harvest. I think that's the ratio, but I have to look it up. The Gemara gives us an exact ratio that if you have that ratio, then you could cut it down. If not, the Gemara says, wait for the harvest and then cut it down. Meaning, if you need it down, so you find a way to get it down. I mean, you want to build a house there, so then it's worth much more to you to have the tree cut down. There are many examples of that. The Gemara tells us you can't kill an animal for no purpose. But let's say it's endangering, so yeah, you do kill it. If you have a way of making it not be a danger to people, so you try to do that. In general, the concept of Baal Tashchis has to be for futility. But if it's not for futility, then there is no Baal Tashchis. Now, on the one hand, so you think, well, I could be pretty lenient about this, because most things I do are not for futility. But on the other hand, if you think about it, when you come back from a store and you have some plastic bags, and you just throw them out, that's a level of Baal Tashchis. Rav Waldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, used to come back to stores with his plastic bags, because he'd say, why should I waste the bags and just throw them out? So he said, that's Baal Tashchis. So most people don't think of it that way, but the truth is it is. Why not? We have to be extra careful with our friends' possessions, but with our own possessions as well. There's no reason to let things get destroyed. People sometimes, they'll leave the milk out all night. That's not right. Put the milk back in the fridge. How many times do I come and I see milk sitting outside in institutions especially? Rav Magnus always tells the story that he once saw a guy learning from a Gemara, and then he tore out a page from the Gemara. So he asked the guy, what are you doing? So the guy says, don't worry, it's the Yeshiva's Gemara. That's terrible. I mean, people feel like because it belongs to the institution, so I can do whatever I want. It's not true. It's worse, because then you're harming the public. So then it's harder to do tshuva. So we're not allowed to cause destruction in any way. There's no reason. Now, you have a child. The Gemara tells us a story. One of the rabbis had a child that was bashing up vessels. He came to his Rebbe and said, what am I supposed to do? So his Rebbe said, go to a used pottery store, get very, very cheap pottery, and let him play with that. Children need to be destructive sometimes. Sometimes children need to let it out. If your son takes your CD player and takes his little screwdriver and takes it apart, don't get upset at him. He's supposed to be destructive. That's his job. We're talking about adults. At our stage, we're not supposed to be destructive. But there is a stage when children do have to take things apart, and that's healthy.